こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、カリフォルニア大学情報科学研究所が人工知能のカーメルを使ってゾディアックキラーが残した暗号の解読を試みています。カーメルは他にも詩を書くことができ、テーマなどを自由に選択してカーメルに詩を書かせるオンラインツールが一般に公開されています。
The University of California's Information Science Institute is using an AI named Carmel to decipher the Zodiac Killer's yet unsolved cipher. Carmel also features an online tool where you can set a theme and Carmel will write a poem.
そう、ゾディアックキラーの暗号ってね、すごい有名な、なんかこう、象形文字みたいな。
What was that called? It was like Z.
Like Zodiac code.
Don't you remember it had like some name, like the Z.
そんなのあったっけ?
Yeah, I don't remember.
とにかくなんかこう象形文字を並べたみたいな感じのもので、いろんな人が解読しようと試みたんだけど、今のところ誰も成功してないっていう。やつなんだよね。だからそれを人工知能を使ってどうにか解読しようっていう。で、この詩を書かせるやつは、あのキーワードを入れるとそれに沿った詩をカーメルが書いてくれるっていうので、私は試してみたわけで、最初に、まあ、バイリンガルニュースにちなんでバイリンガルって入れたら、 The honey from the core vocabularyA part of me officially bilingual. I need a real bilingual dictionary. Chocolate juice and sex becomes official. っていう詩をくれた。
いいじゃん。I don't really get the last part.
そう、急にね、最後の一文でなんか、チョコレートジュースとセックスっていう単語。
What, first of all, what's chocolate juice?
わかんない。聞いたことない。
And what does chocolate juice?Juice have to do with official sex?
わかんない。そう、急にね、なんかオチがすごい急降下する感じの詩をくれたんだけど、あともう一個は日本語で可愛いって英語でも使われる時あるじゃん。それ入れたらどうなるのかなと思ったら、With wearing curly jeans and ruby slippers.Like a little lady from Japan. We had a bunch of foreign visitors landed on the home of Jackie Chan. っていう。これも最後に、いや、ジャッキー・チェンは香港の人だよっていう、ちょっとツッコミどころをくれたり。あと、curly jeans ってなんだろうね。
How do you put in かわいい and get Jackie Chan? No offense to Jackie Chan. I think he's adorable.
わかんない。
But...
なんか多分アジアみたいな。ことで思ったんじゃない？多分。
I mean, this could be a result of. I mean, if you really trace this back, it's probably our fault, right? Like, there's probably, you know, the generalized view of Asia that this AI picked up on from the data it's analyzed is probably just, you know, that's the human perspective.
そう。でも面白いよね。
Yeah, curly jeans.
Curly jeans and ruby slippers. Like a little lady from Japan.
I like the exclamation point.
そう、びっくりマークついてんだよね。なんかあの、でも、なんて言うんだろうね、文法は合ってるし、意味が本当にちんぷんかんぷんってわけでもないっていうか、なんかこう、絶妙な謎加減だよね。これは人間が書こうと思ってもなかなかできないじゃん。
Doesn't it come off oddly like it has a lot of I feel like it has depth but I also feel like it's completely fake.
Yeah.
You know, there's a fakeness to it.
そうなの。
It comes off like I mean curly jeans and ruby slippers. Yeah. It's very poetic.
そうね。
And it has an aesthetic like something meaningful that you might say about someone's appearance.
Yeah.
And
でもそこがやっぱギリギリずれてるんだよね。
You know, this is I just realized this might be connected to one of the other stories that we're doing, but there are there's like this subtle meaning in words that we pick up over time. And so these, I guess the connotation of certain words mm-hmm. is just not tuned in
with
an AI the way it is with a person.
So,
right?
So. だからこう詩的な表現っていうのは普通に人間が書く上でもあって、こうパッと聞いただけだとえどういうことって思うんだけど、よく考えるとああまあそういう言い方もできるかなみたいなのってあるじゃん、うん、だから一見そういう感じに聞こえなくもない、ギリギリって感じだけど本当に意味わかんないっていうのがこの AI の詩だよね、
うん、I kind of feel like I could write like this. Like I could write something that a human would read and think, oh, this was probably created by an AI.
そうだね。
You know, like we're kind of, you can kind of notice a pattern in what the AI does that's, that's that, I guess the uncanny valley here.
そうだね。真似はできるよね、多分ね、人間が。
Yeah.
ただ可愛いで詩を書いてって言われたらこれは出てこないよね。
This, what do you know about this zodiac?
I have no knowledge of the movie, almost.
Hmm.
Well, I've read Wikipedia before, but...
So he killed 37 people in the 60s, or at least he started in the 60s.
Right.
And apparently this, the cipher is called the Z340. That's right.
Like, さ... 本当はテッド・クルーズじゃないかっていうのをさ言う人いるよね冗談でだけど、い
や、
あの年齢とかから考えても絶対違うのはもう当たり前なんだけど、なんかジョークでずっと
For some reason there's something about Ted Cruz that like
creepiness?
I don't know what it is. It's not just creepiness, but it's the there's a very specific kind of serial killer kind of creepy.
そうだね、なんかさ顔からして人間っぽくないよね、なんか AI っぽいじゃん。
Well,
なんかなんて言うんだろうね、
his face?
Like I wouldn't trust him っていう感じの顔だよね、失礼だけど。
Like his face looks like AI? Like what does that mean?
Like なんかイーロン・マスクも老人形みたいって私ずっと言ってるじゃん、なんかそういう感じ。わかる。
Well, with Elon, I think his demeanor is pretty common among like engineer kind of
demeanor じゃないのよ。顔だけ見ても老人形っぽい、なんか、あの肌の質感っていうか、なんかがちょっとおかしいっていうか違う。
Yeah.
老人形感がある。
But how much of that is like their actual appearance and kind of this, I guess you'd call it an aura. I mean, people say aura, you know, like aura or, I don't know, what else would you, vibe. Like, it's not the person's actual appearance. It's like everything together holistically gives some impression on people because of our
cultural emotion. But in Elon's case, I haven't seen photos yet. I haven't seen photos yet.写真しか見てなかった時に、だから動画とかまだそんなないような時にずっと老人形みたいだなと思ってた。で動画見てもやっぱり老人形みたい。
I mean, we talk about this issue for robots that are trying to pass the Turing test and be compelling human beings, but we have a lot of human beings who aren't compelling human beings.
そうなの。
And Ted Cruz might top that list.
そうそうそう。だからテッド・クルーズとイーロンとか、まあ考えたら他にもいるんだろうけど、今ちょっと思いつかないだけで。
I think Zuckerberg has that too.
Oh my god, yes. 確かにザッカーバーグも、
like, it's so strong
なんか AI っぽいよね。顔のなんかさ、顔がやっぱ普通の人間っぽくない。
Yeah, it doesn't wear off either. I don't get used to it. When he starts talking, the way that his face is like oddly neutral, but his eyes are like wide.
そうだね。
And he's like...
あとシワがあんまりないとかかな。よくわかんない。なんでそういう変な印象を受けるのか説明できないし、めっちゃ失礼だけどね、まあ。
I know, it's so rude. It's so rude. But he must know. I mean, it's all over Facebook.
次。先週金曜日に公開されたエレクトロニックアーツのゲーム、スター・ウォーズ・バトルフロント2が、 トライアルの段階で過剰な課金制度を原因にネットで大炎上した上、ギャンブル性があるとしてベルギーの賭博委員会から捜査される事態となりました。ゲームを購入してもダース・ベイダーやルーク・スカイウォーカーなどメインのキャラクターはロックされていて、40時間以上プレイするか課金しないと使えないほか、武器、能力、通貨などをルートボックスから入手するようになっていて、より多くのお金を払ったプレイヤーが有利になる状態になっていました。批判を受け、開発側はすでにゲーム内課金の一時停止を発表しています。
Last week on Friday, EA released Star Wars Battlefront 2 to much online criticism. The game was released as a trial with an aggressive pay-to-play structure. The controversy even prompted an investigation by the Belgium Gaming Commission.Even if you buy the game, major characters like Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker are locked and require either 40 hours of gameplay or a direct payment to unlock them. In addition to items that you must buy to use, there are weapons, abilities, and currencies that can be acquired through a loot box system, which enables players who spend the most money to become the most powerful. In response to the criticism, the developers have suspended these in-game purchases.
そう、ルートボックスって日本語だとクレートとかって言われてるみたいなんだけど、うん、要はガチャみたいなもんだよね、
うん、
だからこういうのが含まれてるよっていう福袋的な感覚だから、それを買ったところで本当に欲しいものが手に入るかどうかは限らなくて、
うん、
欲しいものを手に入れるまで何度も課金しないといけないとかっていうことにもなりかねないっていうので、先週から今週にかけての EA のディスられっぷりすごくなかった、インターネット、
well,
めっちゃ盛り上がってたこんなの久しぶりに見たっていうぐらいの炎上っぷりだったよね。
Oh, you cannot fuck with the gaming community. They are the most ruthless.
Yeah.
I mean, social justice was born out of the Gamergate phenomenon.
私本当最初何が起きてるのか分かんなくて、なんか EA 何したんだろうなと思ってたら、もうインターネット中が EA の悪口を言ってるみたいな状態だったから、で、うん、最初にこれが問題になった時に EA がレディットでこうステートメントを発表して、まあ、こういう課金制度を取り入れたのはメインのキャラをアンロックすることによってファンの皆さんがプライドと達成感を得られるようにするためですっていうことを書いたのね、
うん、
そしたらそれが67万4000ダウンボートで、レディット史上最高のダウンボート数っていう、
yeah.
レディット史上最高ってすごいことじゃない、
well,
いかにみんながイラッとしたかっていう
Reddit tends to gain enormous momentum in one direction or another once,、yeah. once something falls to one side or another and
そうね、しかもこれはなんかあんまり議論が2つに分かれるとかなくて、もう全員がもう満場一致で EA がおかしいっていう、そのお金儲けのことしか考えてないとかファンのことを考えてないっていうことでもう一丸となってしまっている感じだからすごかったね本当に。で、要はなんかクレジットとクリスタルっていう2種類の通貨があるんだけど、クレジットっていうのは戦ったりとかするともらえるもので、クリスタルは本当のお金じゃないとそもそも買えない、
うん、
でクリスタルを使ってルートボックスを買えるのかな。でルートボックスの中にクレジットが含まれてるんだけど、でもそのどれぐらいのクレジットがそれでもらえるのかっていうのは分かんないから、
うん、
でそれがあってベルギーの当局から調査されることになっちゃったんだけどね。これなんだっけ、PEGI12 っていうレートがつけられてるから12歳以上はプレイできるから、うん、まあ中学生でもできちゃうからっていうので問題されてるみたい。
It's a huge issue because I think most of the people playing these games are spending, you know, their parents' money or
yeah
Or they are spending their own money, but they don't have very much money.
Right.
And the game costs like almost $70 in the first place.
Yeah.
So you're paying like $70, and then now this environment that you paid $70 to enter into is dominated by people who are just richer than you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the point of the game is kind of moot.
そうだからよく pay to win って言われるやつだよね。まさにもうお金持ちの方が強くなれるっていう仕組みで、お金がない人はどんなに頑張ってもどうやっても勝てないっていう。
And that's not that destroys the game experience, because in the game universe, you know, there isn't someone sending Luke Skywalker billions of dollars from another star system.
Yeah.
You know, so he can just buy whatever he wants. That's not how it works. You know, you're in Star Wars, and that should be, you know, there's some sanctity to that universe.
Yeah.
And if you can just, you know, take money from outside of that universe and just buy the, you know, some massive beryllium ship and just destroy everyone, it doesn't make sense.
なんかキャンディークラッシュとか、あとシムズとか、あとウォーキングデッドのゲームとか、iPhone で私も持ってるゲームは無料で始められて、で課金もできる。けど課金しなくても全然遊べる。
But is it, are you weaker?
No.
No.
No. ただ無料のゲームがゆえ使ってるユーザーの数がものすごいから、その一部の人が課金することによってゲームが成り立ってるっていう、それならまだわかるじゃん全然。でもこういうふうにさ、何十ドルも出して買ったゲームで、なのにメインのキャラが使えないとかってなると、そりゃ怒るよねみんな。
Well, in the gaming industryespecially with these in-game purchases, the vast majority of the profits come from a very, very small percentage of the gamers.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Kai も言ってたじゃん。
Yeah, and he.
なんかそれだとさ、別になんていうの、払わなくても遊べるわけだからみんなハッピーだし、払いたい人は払えばいいしっていう感じだけどさ、こういうふうになんかお金払って買って、だいたいさ40時間ぐらい遊ばないとダースベイダーがアンロックできないってなるとさ、もう2日間まるまる寝ずにやってやっとみたいなことじゃん。
Well,
もう辛いよ。
To take the undoubtedly unpopular devil's advocate position, just don't buy it. I mean,
あ、そうだから、
this
その
illusion that consumers don't have.
Well, that's what's happening. Like,もうなんか株価もめっちゃ下がったし、その出荷の数もすごい下がったし、みんなとにかく EA の商品をボイコットしましょうっていうムーブメントが起きちゃってるし、あのレビューもめちゃくちゃなことになってるから。
People are conflicted about it because, you know, Disney has the rights to Star Wars and there's no other Star Wars game. You're not allowed to make a Star Wars game. So if you want to play a Star Wars game, this is the Star Wars game and this is the market that they've established. And so...In these kinds of situations, you know, if people were to boycott the product, as many people seem to be doing or inclined to do, you're not going to get to play a Star Wars game for a while. And that's and people are just not okay with that.
And that which is fine.
I know it should be. That's what I'm saying. Like people are not okay having consumer power, because at the end of the day, they won't say no to the product.They're not, they're really, you know, it's like, we want this, but we won't make the sacrifice.
でも今回はさ、結局その、みんながこんなに怒ったから、じゃあゲーム内課金はやめますとかってなったわけだから。
They won't. They are only temporarily suspending purchase of crystals. And they intend to, they're just trying to save the launch. What do you do? Your EA, PR crisis, let's save the launch, let's suspend the in-app purchases, but we're not trying to have this thing totally go in the red, so we're going to save the launch, and we're going to reintroduce in-game purchases later on down the road.
このゲーム自体がどうなるか置いといたとしてもさ、さすがにここまで炎上するってなかなかないから、他のゲーム会社含め、あ、さすがにだからここまでやるとこうなっちゃうんだなっていう勉強にはなったはずと思う。
It gets weird trying to make, when you really try to break it down and figure out, you know, what is the value of this thing in the game, and how, I mean, we have these probabilities contrived already in terms of like item drops, for example, right?
Yeah.
But the idea is that everyone is exposed to the same odds. And now, when you're paying money to, and can you imagine? There's just, in a normal gambling situation, the reason why this just seems worse than regular gambling is because in a normal gambling situation, somebody can beat the house, or, you know, people, it's like real, it's really random. But inside of a game, it's not really random, right?
I don't know if it's actually random in normal gambling too, but yeah, sure.
Well,
because I go to Vegas and everything is digital now.
I mean, I guess
so. They can easily control everything.
But for example, there's absolutely zero risk to EA running this gambling. It's not like they're going to lose money.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And they can just print more, you know, assault machine gun skins and camo or whatever. They just make infinite numbers of what their you know, the gambling prizes.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they did lose, I mean, they can't lose money because they can just make infinite numbers of them. But it's where the whole world is made out of software. The extent to which you can contrive a probabilistic situation is kind of ridiculous.
そうね。だからやっぱりなんかこうバランスだよね。多分これはなんかバランスがちょっとあまりにも悪すぎたからこんな怒られたけど。 私がやってるウォーキングデッドのゲームとかびっくりするもん。なんでこれが無料なんだって。だから相当の人が課金してるか少数の人がめちゃくちゃ課金してるかどっちかだけど、すごいのクオリティがいくらかけて作ってんだろうこれっていう。で、やることめっちゃあって全然無料でも永久にできる感じ。だから課金すごいしてんだろうなってもうみんなが。 でもそれは、それこそガチャみたいなのをやろうと思えばできるようになってて、なんかね、それこそガチャみたいなのをやろうと思えばできるようになってて、なんかレアキャラが当たるかもみたいなとか、まあそういうのに課金してるんだろうけど、別にしなくても全然先に進めるようになってるから、でもあまりにもコンテンツも多いし、なんていうの、すごい有料ゲームだった私は思ってて、だからこそ、 あ、こんなちゃんとしてんだったら課金しようかなって思う人もいるのかなって思えるっていう感じ。それだとまあさ、なんかお互いウィンウィンな感じするけど。
What are the quantities? How much money are people spending in these things generally, you think?
なんか海が来た時言ってたじゃん。なんかもう使う人は本当に
But like in the games that you play, like is one, if you're paying for like a, you know, let's say your character wants a hat, you know, how much does it cost? it doesn't change the game, really. It doesn't make you stronger, it's not takekulpta, it's just a hat. You know, how much money are you paying in real life currency? How much is like just the average price of a hat?
I don't know. They don't sell hats in
useless
in Walking Dead.
What do they sell?
they sell なんかね、だからガチャだから要は キャラ、なんかレアキャラと、なんか武器とかが、それこそだから it's loot box.
If it's a loot box.
だからいろんなのが入ってる箱がもらえて、中に何が入ってるかは開けてのお楽しみみたいな感じだから。
My god.
でもいくらなんだろうな。
Maybe we should add a loot box to our app.
あの、いつの文字起こしが出てくるかはお楽しみみたいな で、欲しい回のやつが出てくるまでガチャやり続けるみたいな。
It's so gimmicky.
最悪じゃん。あ、コインをだからまず買わされるんだね。例えば330コインは600円。
コイン。
600円で330コインを買うと、例えばなんか Elite characters
とかいろんなのが入ってるのがもらえますみたいな。でも This elite shit is
My point is that you can get main characters like without doing this. Like you can get cool like
Oh, in Walking Dead?
Mm.
No one gives a shit. It's not Darth Vader, you know? It's some, you know, Joe Schmo, the guy with the crossbow, whatever. Some
What?
I just don't like that show. Do you remember CSGO Lotto and the whole controversy behind that thing? There was a YouTube channel with these guys who would do this lotto thing in some Counter-Strike mod and get, some skin for their machine gun or something. And they would have these crazy reactions. You'd be, oh my God. Oh my God. Holy shit. Oh my God. Oh. And someone comes in and what happened? What? I got the loot box. You know, and they're just losing their minds, right? Huh. And that video went viral and it turned out that it was totally faked. They have a stake in the business.
Oh.
They've created a fake reaction to a loot box that they had programmed to produce the win.
Right.
You know, or the prize or whatever. So it was completely bullshit.
Okay.
That was like sometime last year and when this first came out.
That makes me feel better actually. But
why?
That it was fake. That it wasn't the real reaction. Because if it was real, then it's more depressing.
Oh, there's tons of real ones that have more extreme reactions. And authentic reactions. Where there's, 12-year-old kids that are just completely spazzing out because they won, some attachment for their unicorn or something.
Right. See it.
An analysis by astronomers published in Earth and Planetary Astrophysics by the Paris Observatory has confirmed that a reddish-color cigar-shaped object, which passed near the Sun last month, is from outside of our solar system. This is officially the first known interstellar object, an object from another star system, to be detected within our own solar system. The object has been named 1I/217U1 or Oumuamua. The object's color is red, indicating that it has materials for organic life or organic materials for life, and it also absorbs 96% of the light that hits its surface.
Gakkaishi Earth and Planetary Astrophysics に掲載されたパリ天文台の天文学チームの分析で、先月太陽の近くを通過したタバコのような形の赤い物体は私たちの太陽系の外から来たものであることが分かりました。私たちの太陽系の外からやってきた物体で確認が取れたのはこれが史上初めてのことです。 1I/217UI1 またはオームアムアと名付けられたこの物体はその赤い色から生命体を保有できる物質を含んでいる可能性があり、また受けた光の 96% を吸収することも分かっています。オムアムアとかさ、マミがふざけてつけそうな名前だよね。
オムアムア It's a Hawaiian word.
なんていう意味なの？
That means scout or messenger.
Huh.
Because it's the firstinterstellar object we've
right.
identified in our solar system.
すごいことだよね。
Yeah, it's kind of weird that we hadn't seen one before.
ね。
But most of the stuff in our solar system is from our own solar system.
だからすっごい遠くからやってきたってことでしょ。
Mm-hmm.
Very far away.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's very weird. I don't know if you've seen, they're not real pictures, but kind of an artist's impression. Where it's...
Image 画像みたいなの見たよ。
It's super long and skinny.
うん。細長いよね。
And that's an unlikely shape for...
そうね。
For an object, isn't it?
なんかこう、丸いさ、ギザギザした感じのやつとかじゃないんだと思って。
Because structurally, if that thing hit anything, it would break towards the center of the object, right?
Yeah.
And so, most of the asteroids and things that we see in space tend to approximate a ball. But this thing is like a...
ね。
They think it's like 10 times longer than it is across. So 10 to 1 ratio.
Okay.
Length to width.
And how long it was?
They think it's, they're guessing, but around 400 meters.
Okay.
So it's like almost half a kilometer long. Super long and skinny.
Just flying.
We don't know what
space.
It is, but we're assuming it's a rock.
Hmm.
But to me, it still seems weird that it's that shape.
And it's just traveling.
And what are the odds that the first one that we detect is such a weird shape?
네.
Because of all the asteroids we could have detected that are interstellar,
소다네.
You'd have to guess, you know, 99.999% of these things are not going to have this 10 to 1 ratio, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just guessing.
なんかこんな長細いものがさ、真っ暗の中ずっと進んでるっていうこと自体が謎じゃない?
Mm-hmm.
And where is it going?
It's leaving. It's not staying here.
Hmm.
So,
どっから来たんだろうね?
I don't think we know that yet. But the analysis that this Paris Observatory did on the object confirms that its trajectory could not have originated from within our solar system.
Mm.
That it required this huge, you know, study to determine this.
Yeah.
Maybe a future study will tell us where it came from and where it's going. But what's so weird about it, about these objects, these interstellar objects, is they show up. This one apparently showed up from some other star system with all this. It's red. It has some kind of organic material on its surface. And so all in one, we've just confirmed that these objects are traveling between star systems and carrying the organic materials for life. And so that's, we've talked about panspermia, and usually that's the idea that some organic molecules could travel from one planet to a different planet in the same star system.
地球の水とかも言われてるもんね。
Yeah, but this thing is bringing organic stuff from who knows where, like way further than like one planet away.
Yeah. 次.
Oh, one more thing. They estimate that there are about 1,000 of these kinds of interstellar objects that pass through our solar system per year.
Huh.
And that there are 10,000 interstellar objects like this one closer to the sun than Neptune right now, and we just can't see any of them. That being said, we've only identified one, so it's kind of a weird. I mean, we seems like we could be wrong. In a new study published in the Oncologist by researchers at the University of North Carolina Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center, IBM's Watson for Genomics identified missed treatment options for 323 out of 1,018 cancer patients reviewed by a board of human specialists. In 31% of cases, Watson for Genomics identified treatment options not identified by the board. And 96 of these 323 patients identified had actionable mutations attributable to just 8 genes that were overlooked by human experts, but correctly identified by the artificial intelligence. The researchers suggest that the analysis of next-generation gene sequencing is simply evolving too rapidly to rely on human curation.
学会誌オンコロジストに掲載されたノースカロライナ大学ラインバーガー総合がんセンターの研究で IBM の人工知能ワトソンを使ったサービスワトソン4ジノミクスで1018人のがん患者のうち323人において人間の専門家たちが見落としていた治療法を見つけ出すことに成功しました。人間が見落としていた治療法を提案したケースは全体の 31% で、96人の患者においては治療可能な8つの遺伝子変異を見つけ出しました。 人工知能によるゲノムシークエンスは迅速に発展を続けており、人間だけに頼る時代は近い将来終わりを迎えそうです。すごいよね、ワトソン。
Mm-hmm.
何回かうちの番組でも多分登場してるけど、このワトソン・フォー・ジノミクスはなんかもう去年とかも言われてたもんね。こういうふうにこうなんか間違えて診断されてて全然治らない患者さんとか、まあ、こういうがんの人で治療法がもうありませんって言われちゃってる人とかのゲノムシーケンスやると、ワトソンがあ、いやこれもできるよみたいな感じで教えてくれたり、あ、こういうふうに診断されてたけど実はこうですよっていうのが分かったりとかっていう。
Yeah, in the past a lot of the applications that Watson was involved in haveNot necessarily needed artificial intelligence, and Watson has been criticized. You know, there are some errors that humans would never make, that some odd errors that Watson has made in the past. But the issue that's coming up now, which is quite different, is simply that there's.Way too much information for humans to process.
Mm.
It's just too much. And almost nobody has the technical ability to do it.
Yeah.
There aren't that many people that understand how to use artificial intelligence to process large amounts of data.
特にがんの治療なんてこう、まあ、毎日世界のどっかで論文が出てるような状態で、しかもこう例えばここのがんで効いた治療法があっちのがんでもやっぱり使えそうだったとか、こういう遺伝子変異だとこの薬は効くけどこっちに変異しちゃうとこれは使えないとか、それもなんかがんの部位によってもこっちのがんの遺伝子変異とあっちのがんの遺伝子変異でこっちとこうなったらもう同じ薬使えそうとかさ、なんかいろんな組み合わせがあって、それもどんどんどんどんアップデートされていく中でこうお医者さんがじゃあ追いつけるかって言ったら普通に考えてなかなか難しいわけで、そのしかも分野も関係ない、こう部位とか分野もクロスオーバーしないといけないってなると、やっぱりこういうふうにね AI がやってもらった方が早いし、
well,
なんか見落としたりすることもないっていうのは。
The treatments, you know, kind of are based on this bioinformatics and genomics analysis, and that field is just moving into a place where you really have to be a specialist to do it. And the people in the field are saying that just the sheer amount of information.Particularly with cancer, because there's like mutations per megabase that varies for each cancer type, and so the amount of data that you actually want to be able to analyze is crazy. And it kind of makes the, like if you were looking for, if you're a young kid wondering what you want to do in the future, where the jobs are going to be, or where the demand for, you know, human input and resources is going to be, there's going to be so much potential for people who understand programming, and it's going to be like programming, data analysis,Also, statistics. I mean, you really need to understand statistics and artificial intelligence itself. And the only people that can do this kind of work are going to have to be capable with like Python and TensorFlow and like all of this. It's getting wild. It's like what happened to finance like in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You know?Or what's happening to marketing right now, too.
Yeah.
I guess what's happening to everything.
Mm.
The other benefit is people get weird about, you know, if you're seeing an oncologist, there's a lot of variation between oncologists, right? Yeah. The quality of oncologists, your confidence in this doctor versus this other doctor for a particular illness. By having this kind of analysis done by an artificial intelligence, it gives people, and this was commented on by one of the authors of the paper, but they feel a lot less anxious.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, the AI went and checked everything.
Yeah, yeah. I think the problem is that, なんかそのやっぱがんの先生でもそれぞれ自分の専門とか推してるところとか自分が一番いいと思ってる治療法とか、
mm-hmm.
なんかその特定の分野があったり自分が力を入れてる知見があったりとかして、
mm-hmm.
そっからじゃあ外れてるところには弱かったりとかあんまりそっちは興味ないとか、
right.
なんかやっぱり人間だからどうしてもそういうのはあるなっていうのは、まあ、知り合いの人の治療とかを見ていて思うことは多々あるし、そうするとね確かにやっぱりこう患者さんからすると若干不信感っていうか、この人がこれを押してきてるのは本当にこれが一番いいからなのか、その先生のペーパーが出したいからなのか分かんないみたいな時もあるし、
well, and these doctors are not going to be conscious of these effects, you know, this is kind of subconscious biases and
yeah, yeah, yeah.そうだからもちろんお医者さんがもう悪気があってとか自分の利益のためにやってるんじゃなかったとしても、それもね患者からするとどっちなのか分かんなかったりもするから、
mm-hmm. It's a weird contradiction. It's like when you want this sort of a risk analysis or a probabilistic decision to be made, you don't want it to be a human being because their intuition can skew, you know, what they shouldthe kind of decision they should actually be making. But you also want a human there, and you also want bedside manner, and you also want someone to actually give a shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm. そうね。だから、看護婦さんとかは絶対人間の方がいいもんね。なんか、不妊治療してて本当に思うもん。なんかもう本当に結婚したいみたいな。優しくずっとなんか痛い時に手を握って、mm.くれたりするとさ、好きになりそうになっちゃうもんね。
You want someone who's like who knows, who's familiar with this territory,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
who's seen it all before.
Yeah.
It's like this person knows.
とかこう、
you know?
痛みを想像できるわけじゃない、yeah. 同じ人間だから。
Yeah.
だからそういう部分はなんかどうしてもロボットとかがどんなに発達してもなかなか難しいだろうなと思う。なんか痛みが想像できないものに。ああかわいそうにみたいに言われてもさ、いやわかんないじゃんっていう感じで。
Oh my god, can you imagine the potential life or death scenarios where the AI has one recommendation, but this doctor who you have a relationship has a different recommendation, and it's just like, well, you might die if you make the wrong choice. Like,
yeah.
No offense, bro, but I'm gonna go with the AI, and then you die, and it's like, oh. I'm so sorry
like,
I didn't trust
you. I fucking told you.
I'm so sorry. I thought the computer knew.
次.
According to research published in the Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology, people are less prone to superstition while thinking in a foreign language. In an experiment, 400 English-speaking Germans were asked to imagine a day in either English or German where an event occurred, either something mundane like the kitchen sink being clogged, something negative, like a mirror breaking, or something positive, like seeing a shooting star, and then describe their reaction to it. It turned out the participants' reactions to the events in English were significantly subdued compared to in German. The researchers speculate that concepts in our native tongue are laden with associated meaning through conditioning early in life, as we are the most impressionable and superstitious at a young age.Processing concepts loaded with superstitious symbolism in a second tongue means that the meaning can be apprehended literally without the automatic emotional associations.
学会誌 The Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology に掲載された研究で、人は母国語以外の言語で考えている時の方が迷信を信じにくい傾向にあることが分かりました。実験では400人のドイツ人に英語かドイツ語かのいずれかでキッチンの排水口が詰まるといった日常の出来事から鏡が割れるという悪い出来事、 流れ星を見るという良い出来事などの状況を想像させ、自分がどういう反応をするか答えてもらいました。すると、ドイツ語と比較して英語で考えている時の方が大幅に落ち着いていました。研究チームは理由として、一番感受性が高く迷信を信じやすい幼少期に使っているのが母国語であるためではないかと推測しています。また、第二言語で迷信を理解するためには、反射的に起きる感情抜きで意味を文字通りに理解する必要があります。
うん、
面白いね。
うん、
まあ、なんか迷信はどうか分かんないけど、確かにその日本語で考えてる時と英語で考えてる時とか、日本語の環境にいる時と英語の環境にいる時で自分が本当に全く同じ考え方をしてるかとか、本当に全く同じ反応してるかっていうと、そうでもないんだろうなとは思うよね。なんか客観的に見れないから分かんないんだけど、でも感覚として全く同じではなさそうっていう意識はある。
Well, I feel like I'm a different person. Yeah. And my friends who I normally speak to in one language when they speak another can often seem like a different person. It can also be, this could be a conflating variable in the study, but I think people tend to be less expressive, less comfortable in their second language, you know? And so if you stub your toe, you know, you're going to yell something out in your native tongue, impulsive speech and emotional speech, I think it depends, though.
I think it really depends. なんかバイリンガルって言ってもいろんな種類があるじゃん。だからこう、ある程度母国語がすごいもう大人まで発達してから、なんとなくもう一個がデベロップした人と、私みたいに結構若い時に母国語がもう止まっちゃってて、そっから英語に切り替わってるみたいな人とか、それぞれ違うと思ってて、だから私は結構変なケースかなと思ってる自分では。
I think your superstition isfairly intact even in English.
like なんかバカにしてるじゃん。そう、でもなんだろう、そうね、そういう意味では、なんかこうすごい、じゃ急にびっくりした時とか、いたとか怒った時に、日本語になっちゃうっていう人もいるじゃん。でも私はそうではないんだよね。
Yeah, well, I'm just mentioning that as one possible
right
issue in
the
study.
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying that I think, I mean, ドイツだと結構若い時からみんな英語できるのかなと思っていて、まあドイツのどことかにもよると思うけど。
Well, let's go over what this phenomenon actually is that they're referring to. So this is something called the law of contagion. A lot of people have talked about this concept, usually in pseudo-scientific terms.
Right.
But the law of contagion is, I mean, how do you explain this? It's like, I mean, what's a contagion? Something that's contagious.
Yeah.
Something, there's, so one example would be, I saw this on the internet somewhere, but why do most people say that they would be more uncomfortable putting on a sweater that was owned by Adolf Hitler than they would be sitting there holding a book about Adolf Hitler with pictures of Adolf Hitler in the book?With the, you know, the, his whole life expressing, you know, like,
okay.
Why is the sweater upsetting?
Because it's personal, right?
But there's nothing about the sweater that's Hitler-like whatsoever. It's just a sweater.
But you know, it's that not, he owned it, right?
you know that he owned it.
Yeah, then it has everything to do with
well,
Hitler.
Well, this is the phenomenon I'm talking about. But there's not, you know, his name's not on it. There's no content to the sweater. There's nothing about the sweater that has anything to do with Hitler or Nazism or anything.
Right.
But it, no one is more comfortable with the sweater than they are with a random copy of Mein Kampf.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so the phenomenon of contagion is just trying to refer to this weird human thing that we do.
Okay.
It's like, oh, this comb belonged to Babe Ruth or something, you know?
Yeah.
I've got Babe Ruth's comb. It's just a comb. But this,
well,
this whole...
with his DNA on it.
No, you've used it way too many times and way too inappropriate places, and now there's no, but it's still, you call it, this is Babe Ruth's comb, and there's some sort of, I don't know, the historical continuity gives it value. So this phenomenon, the law of contagion, what has happened to, their theory is that when you are young, you're 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, and you're learning the language, during that time period, you are a very superstitious person.
Yeah.
And so the sort of supernatural or superstitious, any weird connotations you might have to words and the ideas around those words is imprinted in you very strongly at a young age in that language.
Mm.
So you can... So the idea is, if you learn a second language later in life where those same concepts are learned, but you're not this superstitious person anymore, mm. when you learn the words, then those words will not carry that superstitious connotation.
なんか分かった気がする。例えばだけど、子供の時にお化け信じてるじゃん。小学生とか幼稚園とかお化けって本当にいると思ってるじゃん。でお化けって言葉で考えてたりとか、まあ、幽霊とかで思ってるから、お化けっていう言葉に付帯してついてくるイメージは怖いけど、 ghost って言われた時に全然怖くない。
Right? It's a joke.
なんか怖いイメージは全くない。
Right.
むしろなんかこう、それこそホーンテッドマンションとか、なんかハロウィンみたいな、別になんか自分の家にいそうな雰囲気はない。そういうことだよね、だから。
Yeah, so those words.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's the words, it's specifically the sound. That has that connotation.
だからあの呪音の男の子とかはお化けであってゴーストではないもんね。ある意味。
Yeah.
あれをゴーストって言っちゃうともうなんか怖くない。
Yeah, and what
そういうことか。
And this difference in your perception, even though the words mean the same thing, is that law of contagion.
そうか。
And it's just left over from your childhood, and you cannot escape it.
確かにね。そりゃそうだね。
And I feel this very strongly with a lot of weird concepts because I grew up in a religious family. You know, and so there's a lot of things that have a little more sparkle or mystical shine to
right.
it than it should, you know.
そうだね。
But yeah, how can obake and ghost be so different to you?
ね、だからやっぱ子供の時のイメージなんだろうね。で、ある程度大人というか、まあもうちょっと大きくなってからゴーストって言葉を学んだところで、別にその言葉自体になんか怖いイメージがあるわけではない。
But the word ghost is the less biased, more objective term in your brain.
そうだね。
If somebody else uses the word obake, it's loaded for you. Right?
でも確かによく考えるとそういうのいっぱいあるよね。だからこの言葉って日本語でなんて言うんですかとか聞かれた時に、訳して伝えることはできるんだけど、なんか自分の中でちょっと意味が違うというか、ついてくるイメージが違う。
There's nostalgia.
そこはなんか説明できない。
There's no nostalgia to words in a foreign language like that, you know.
まあ子供の時のそういうのはね、特にそういう強いこう思いがついてくるみたいな言葉はね。
This scientist or pseudo-scientist or crackpot or depending who you ask. Rupert Sheldrake, I don't know if you're aware of him, but he talked about this concept, and he called it morphogenetic fields. And he believed that all entities and all things had this morphogenetic field, and he would use this law of contagion principle or phenomenon as his argument that morphogenetic fields were real. It's like you walk into a room, you know, and it's like, you know, Michelangelo was in this room and this is where he, you know,
right.
was given this by the king or whatever. And you hear that and you feel this contagion adhere to the room.
まあだから博物館とか全部そうだもんね。これはマリー・アントワネットが実際に使っていたベッドですとかさ。
Or this hotel's, you know, haunted or whatever it is. That's all it is, because it's totally virtual, and it's it's a reality in the minds of human beings around this particular place or thing.
確かに面白いね。
I like it.
なんかこの間ツイッターで誰かが爆笑問題がポッドキャストに戻ってきてるみたいなのを書いてて、と思って見に行ったら本当にあって。爆笑問題のリトルカーボーイって書いてあって
1位になったね。
そう、それでああと思ってたの。でもこれ本物かなみたいな、なんか全然ラジオでも言ってなかったから
You thought it was like
なんか偽物、そう何なんだろうこれと思ってたら今週のラジオで話してて本物だったね、やっぱりなんか太田さんが TBS の人とかに頼んでポッドキャストもう一回戻してほしいって
Yes.
言ったんだって。
It feels right.
ね、めっちゃ嬉しいよね。
It feels right. で、
たまたましかもそのラジオで話した時にはまださ、だって全然宣伝してなかったからバイリンガルニュースが1位で2位がリトルカーボーイだったんだよね。で、なんかそれもまたなんか言ってくれてたけど。でも普通にもう当然ながらこうラジオで宣伝してもう今カーボーイが1位になってて。
I like this
too. その並びめっちゃ嬉しいよね。
Yeah.It's good. It's
ね、fine. なんかマミわかんないけど太田さんのことを勝手に親戚のおじさんみたいに思ってて、なんかこうテレビとかで出てたらさ絶対ちゃんと見るし、太田さんが言ってること何でも笑うもんマミ。
I love their show so much.
面白いよね。この間なんかねネットフリックスで1時間ぐらいの漫才があったの、爆笑問題の。でそれずっと見て。
So what is this Little?
なんかねカーボーイの全部じゃないんだけど一部がポッドキャストでも聞けるみたいな。だから海外の人とかはラジコとか聞けないからポッドキャストで聞くしかないみたいな感じらしいけど。そう。
It was weird when they weren't in the rankings for a while.
そうそう、なんかお帰りなさいっていう感じ。嬉しいよね。なんか一緒にいてほしいよねランキングに。そう、なんか今寒くなってきたからこの間そのネットフリックスの漫才見てて思ったんだけど、なんかさ爆笑問題の漫才を見ると年が明ける感じがしない？なんか年越しとお正月かなんかにいつもやってるのをいつも見てて、なんかね何の番組か分かんない、多分お正月なんだけどいろんなお笑いやって最後に絶対爆笑問題が漫才やる。でその年にあったなんか時事問題とかをさ話すっていうのがあって、なんかそれを見るといつも、はあ、日本にだいたい私は、まあ、12月31日とかに日本に帰ってくるじゃん、でそれを見て、ああ日本に帰ってきた年が明けたなって思うんだけど。
Yeah, if it doesn't happen you're gonna have a weird year.
そうだね、そうね、それは毎年見るからね。そう、嬉しかった。なんかこの間のパリ協定のやつを聞いてくれてたらしくて、なんかマミー&マイケルが揉めてたっつってた。そうだね。いや、なんか最近ずっと太田さんがあの地方のラジオをめちゃくちゃ聞いてて、なんかその話をしてるからすごいいろんな番組聞いてて忙しそうだなと思ってたから、あ、バイリンガルニュースのこと覚えててくれてたんだって思って嬉しかった。すごいよね。なんかそのマイナーな地方の番組とかの話もして、だからうちらの時みたいにそれがまたすごい人気になるみたいな。
It's cool.
太田さんパワー。
I mean, I think people should do that. No.
ね。
Open-minded.
Yeah.
That age.
Yeah.
What a beast.
Yeah. So, podcast にお帰りなさい。ではみんな、
お帰り。
リトルカウボーイ。もう聞いてるかな。
うん。
文字起こしのテキストは、Android と Mac、iPhone、iPad から公式バイリンガルニュースアプリでチェックできますので試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目は無料で、月額240円で全部のテキストを読み放題という激安のプランもやっております。単語テスト機能とかエッセイとかもあるので試してみてください。スポンサーつけずに自腹で運営しているので、気に入ったら使っていただけると大変助かります。ツイッター、フェイスブック、インスタグラムもやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
インスタグラムだとね、あのうちのめっちゃ可愛い猫とかも見れるから。
We're also uploading the、older transcripts that we're missing.
Oh yeah, そうだね。
So, yep.
そうだ、ちょっと途中抜けてたあの、文字起こしの部分があって、何番かな、なんか100番台、とそのちょっと前ぐらい、
昨日20個ぐらいアップしたから、
それもはい、要チェック。
And、I wrote an essay about the、mind-boggling eclipse.
そうだね。
Experience.
そう、あの月額240円のプランに入ってる方にはそのマイケルが書いた新しいエッセイもリーディング練習用に読めますので、ぜひ読んでみてください。
Yep.
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。